from APM in New York. I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. The car company Volkswagen just launched an app called Smile Drive. Using Bluetooth, the app gives you data on the trips you make, also badges and tiny rewards for long drives, holiday trips, things like that. Is this sounding suspiciously familiar yet? It's gamification. The idea of making non-game activities more game-like isn't brand new, but companies like Volkswagen and even government agencies are using it more and more. Ty McCormick has been studying the spread of gamification for Foreign Policy magazine.
Gamification is just sort of the application of game mechanics, be that competition, instant feedback, collaboration, narrative, to a non-game situation.
Can you give some examples?
Sure. So, you know, you and I probably encounter this, you know, when we check in on Foursquare or ramp up the strength of our LinkedIn profile. But essentially, it's a way to sort of make websites more engaging and to drive traffic. But in terms of actually impacting people's lives, you know, I think the most interesting examples are really in the policy world. The Office of Naval Research launched what's called a massively multiplayer online game, which allowed, you know, hundreds, maybe thousands of researchers, academics, terrorism experts to sign in and sort of role play out a piracy situation in both the Horn of Africa and the Gulf of Aden, and allowed some researchers to play the part of pirates and others to play the part of naval forces to try to game this out and figure out what the best way to combat piracy is.
What else sort of has surprised you, or what else shocked you in researching this?
You know, I think the most surprising thing about gamification is how successful it's been in basically acting as a magnifier of brain power, and in some cases turning big data, which is another big buzzword, into useful data or smart data. And I don't think I expected to find that when I looked into this. I certainly was of the, you know, impression that this is just another advertising gimmick. But to see that it in fact has the power to do that, I think was pretty astonishing.
Ty McCormick is an associate editor at Foreign Policy magazine. Ty, thank you.
Thanks for having me.